for the succeeding 11 or 12 years after the Epiphany thing, there was a lot of maturing of the concepts that supported what I was trying to do. And let me just describe a few of them. So one of them came after I'd got my PhD and was working at SRI, and I happened to be talking to a officer in the Air Force research group, and was just describing generally something I'd picked up when I'd worked closely with some aeronautical scientists, and that was the effects of physical scaling, you know, changing the physical size of things, and the surprising differences that made in how things operated. And, gee, he gave me a grant, so I spent, I don't know, 8 months or something doing a study, and that was a hugely effective thing in my mind. It did two things. On one hand, it really buoyed me up about the belief that there was going to be all of the computer technology and capacity we'd need in order to do what I was hoping to do. And the other one was to provide a introduction into my thinking about the factor of scaling, that the complexity things I pictured in 1951 were by this time, 10 years later, really accelerated. And then the picture of the technologies that were arriving was also now viewable as accelerating their change. And then the whole picture about, well, what is it that sort of brings social units, big social groups, I was coming to call them social organisms, what is it that brings them to start viewing the future in different ways? And in some sense, getting it so that the forthcoming changes or problems fit realistically into their paradigms. And boy, then I begin to realize, in talking to different quite learned people, some in the field, newly emergent feeling of cognition theory, and others in other parts of disciplines like information retrieval, etc. And I realized that the pictures I had about the future now in my mind really conflicted. And actually, they were polite about it, but one group wasn't so polite. They just called me goddamn liar. I had no right to be fooling around in this other field, which they were specialists in. So anyway, the whole thing of prevailing paradigms is a hugely critical factor in being serious about helping the world evolve to get the better benefits that you can see could be achieved that way. And so anyway, that becomes something too that is a factor in the scale of the challenge. And so this challenge, I finally, well, let's see, no more, and there are more things that I came to perceive that were different, and that's the fact that the prevailing terminology in a lot of such discussions were that you would come in and automate some function that heretofore had been sort of a drag in our knowledge world. And so office automation, for instance, was a very common term and seemed to dominate. And so I was making pictures of my mind, well, really, we get our net capability, any social organism. Really, it's a whole infrastructure of capabilities that you have. And that if you sort of automate some capability, you know, that means make it more effective, then the higher level capabilities that depend upon that, oh, they are changing too. And then maybe they, in order to sort of take advantage of this new augmented capability or automated capability, would sort of require changes or upgrades in the capabilities of some of the other things that altogether gave their capability its power, not just singly the one that you fixed up. And then that would sort of reverberate up and down inside this infrastructure capabilities. And that, boy, if you're talking about significant changes you're trying to evoke within this social entity, you know, a social being, organism, that you have to consider all that, you know, reverberation up and down the infrastructure, changing it, and then, oh, look at all of the associated customs, practices, organizational structures, you know, other skills, vocabulary, all that inside the human system would change. So you have to think about, for large-scale changes you're pursuing, you have to think about the associated concurrent evolution or co-evolution among all these factors. And so really it became then soon for me to realize that, well, really the best you can do is to set up some kind of infrastructure within our social organisms and that can facilitate that evolution. And boy, there you just realize it's a combination of coping with fixed, unchanging, large-scale paradigms, prevailing paradigms, and all kinds of things have to change. But the scale of the change you have to start facilitating has many, many, many more factors that are more complex, et cetera, than just simply coming in with a tool and that will fix up one aspect of our information environment. So these, all these things then really sort of, as they grew slowly enough, not to just demolish my hope, but to sort of make the challenge just, well, geez, you know, you have to do something with a bigger scope to it. And pretty soon you start trying to say, well, you have to have really strategic framework in this if you're going to say we can boost society's basic capability for doing collective knowledge work, collective understanding, etc. And so that's what matured through the years until the sort of bootstrapping strategy that sort of seems to have stabilized quite a bit in the last 10 or 15 years sort of evolved. But unless you can get people to sort of stop and contemplate some of these things, like, well, prevailing paradigms, what are they like? And, they're just unconsciously what you sort of absorb and get established in your mind about what kind of things are reasonable to consider, you know. And if somebody comes along with something that is outside that, what you've sort of been conditioned in, you'll get laughed at. And, oh boy, the way I got laughed off the stage so many times in the 60s, even in the 70s, talking about the scale of this change, et cetera, that we could do, et cetera. It's just so clear that prevailing paradigm is a very critical thing. You know, with the advent of the web and the experience that people have had since then, one can make proposals now that would have, you know, that were actually hooted off the stage, you know, 15 years ago. Just amazing. So anyway, the thing with me.